Yeah, the glory of man is total insanity. The glory of man. You might say, well, how is a birthday the glory of man? You're celebrating a birthday of man. And man is born in sin. You're celebrating a birthday of a man or a woman or a child born in sin. How's that a celebration? If you think about it, they celebrate births. Then they celebrate birthdays. They even celebrate the death. They celebrate graduation. They celebrate high school graduate. They celebrate turning 14 or whatever. They celebrate college graduation. They're always looking for some kind of party. If you unfold the word party, it goes back to part, not the whole, but the parts. They're worshiping the parts instead of the whole. Who is the whole? Jesus is the whole. If you unfold it enough, you'll see the word pleasure. They want to have a party for social pleasure. Lovers of pleasure. So they've got to create anything they can do. Create any kind of party for pleasure. But they won't get up out of their chair to worship God. In other words, they'll worship man and go to all kinds of effort, spend all kinds of money and time and energy and all that. But they won't even lift a finger to worship God. They don't even lift their hand up, raise them to worship God. I just can't see it, people. I could be wrong, but I just can't do it. It's against. I don't celebrate their holidays. I don't celebrate their birthdays. I don't celebrate none of their Gentile parties. I don't celebrate their football games, their basketball games, their hockey games. I don't celebrate none of them. I don't like it. I don't even think it's fun. It takes away my peace. I'm meditating on the creation, the Creator. I'm thinking about God and His Word and the saints and the whole system. And they want me to go to a distraction like a hockey game or a basketball game. I don't see it. I have no desire to go to either one. A bunch of noise and yelling and screaming. A bunch of idiots, to be honest with you. I don't see it. I don't see it. This lockdown really didn't change my life at all. I've been on lockdown pretty much my whole life because I don't want to rub shoulders with fools and idiots and Jezebels and Delilahs and con men and con artists and fake friends and fake reality and lies that they want to. What they do is you get around and they make these one-liners. They don't even know what they're saying. They heard it on a sitcom, which is brainwashing you to be stupid. So they heard it on a sitcom, so they just repeat it. And this, why would they do that? Why would you do that? You don't even know what you're saying. They sing songs. They memorize songs, and they sing songs. They don't even know what the lyrics mean. And then they say, well, I can't memorize no Bible verse, but you memorize that song. Foolishness, lies. Haters of God, lovers of pleasure, haters of God, wanting to be worshipped, pride of man. So it's so ingrained in everything down here. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. Growing up around, I'd look around, my mom, my sister, aunts, uncles, I'd say, what are they doing? They would just pay money to go to a concert in another state. It's like, what are you, stupid? Are you crazy? Paying all that money to go down to a concert and pretend and think that's fun. I even used to watch them go to, somebody, you want to go to the drag strip? Not really. Come on, go. Okay. I went to the drag strip, bunch of loud cars racing. What fun is that? All that noise. What is that? How's that fun? How is that fun? There's no truth. It's just a bunch of loud spinning wheels and smoke and a race. Run the race. The race points back to running the race of faith. How come that's fun? It ain't fun. Drinking, yelling and screaming, that ain't fun. If that's fun to you, then your focus is down here. It's not fun to me at all. I see no fun in any of it. Basketball, football, car, drag strip. I see no fun in it at all. Zero. None. Zilch. Nada. There's no fun in the activities, which is a bunch of noise and a bunch of chaos. There's no fun in it. None. Nothing.